Good morning. Hey, it's CJ. I'm kicking this thing off today, Tim. Here with my buddy Tim Tompkins for Get More Out of the 904, our podcast. We tell you what's going on this weekend. What's up, Tim?
I'm telling you, I'm excited because I feel like every week I start the show out, and I was thinking about it earlier, and I'm like, why am I the one hosting this? I feel like with such a huge talent in the room, such as CJ.
I like for you to kick it off. Uh-huh. I forgot. You can follow us along on social media. Mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter, CJ on the Big Ape. Your handle is what on Twitter?
At Radio Tim NBA.
See, you're better than me.
Well, I know my own Twitter handle.
There you go. Okay, so the big thing this weekend, super important for us Floridians, the First Alert Hurricane Expo presented by Action News and WOKV is this Saturday from 9 to 2.
Yeah, it's big. I can't even overstate the importance of this event. Really, like the 10 things you must know for this year's hurricane season. Obviously, last year with Irma, that was a big one.
It's terrifying.
Completely free. Parking's free. Admission is free. The first 500 people get a hurricane kit from Lowe's. They're going to be giving away a generator. Everyone, the First Alert weather team's going to be there. There's a bunch of presentations.
Right. Food trucks. There's just going to be a lot of vendors there. And honestly, I think when you take a walk around the place, it'll remind you of all the things that you need to think of before. You know, we're in hurricane season, technically now, right? June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll remind you of all the things that you're going to need this season.
I saw a list of the vendors and all the booths that are set up. And, you know, you're talking like 60 different companies from all around Jack's that are going to be there. That's kids friendly. There's Kids Zone. There's food trucks.
They're making it fun for the whole family. Mm-hmm. Did you know that my mom and stepdad both worked in emergency management like their whole lives? She was basically planned for hurricanes.
So they should be giving the keynote address then.
I know. I told her. Uh-huh. I said that in the meeting. I was like, yeah, I should get my mom, but she's retired. And I'm like, I don't know. She's going to be like, heck no.
So are you going to be there?
I'm over it. Huh?
Are you going to be there?
I am actually out of town this weekend. I have to go to a bachelorette in Atlanta.
Oh.
Have to go.
Fun, yeah, fun. What are you guys doing?
Have to miss the Hurricane Expo. We're going to have some fun, do some girly stuff. There's like 9 of us, so good luck to us trying to get ready and take showers and stuff. Yikes. But we'll be downtown Thursday night, and then we're doing the Blue Ridge Mountains for Friday, Saturday.
Okay, how fun. How long does it take 9 women to get ready?
I have no idea. We're about to find out, and I'm not even sure how many bathrooms are in these Airbnbs, but it's going to be crazy. Absolutely insane. Not just getting ready, which is going to take, I would say, 4 hours at least. It's going to be, it's just going to be a crazy trying to figure out what we're doing next. And
oh man, so much fun. I guess people can follow you on Instagram and live vicariously through your,
CJ Radio. Mm-hmm. Give me a follow. I'll post thoughts on my story.
But going back to the Hurricane Expo. So I'm going to be there 10 to noon. If anyone wants to come out and meet me, I'm super excited to say hello to everybody. It's my favorite thing to do. I cannot wait. So I will be there from 10 to noon. We have the schedule, though.
Yes, we do. So it's going to kick off at 9:15.
Yes.
Mike Burrish is going to welcome everybody. The rock star who is Mike Burrish. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows him in town. And then Tools for a Time, Generator Safety and Education. That kicks off at 9:30. Just lots of educational stuff.
At noon, there's a break, though.
Noon little break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then is that where you go out and get some food from the food truck?
I mean, that seems like a good time to me.
Yeah, and then just everything from electrical safety to tree services that you're going to need. We just got to get ahead of all this stuff because you know it's coming.
Yep, so this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., completely free at the Morocco Shrine Auditorium over on the south side of Jack's. Super easy. We hope to see you out. Getting into some music coming up, though. Harry Connick Jr., Friday at St. Augustine Amphitheater.
Yeah, Harry Connick Jr., you know him because even if you don't know his music, he's very like kind of soulful singer. He's also an actor. He mm-hmm. was also a judge on American Idol for a very long time. So you probably know him from that. But he's a great singer, and he'll be out at the St. Augustine Amphitheater, my fave venue. You know that. You can still get your tickets, and Pitt is still available.
They're expensive.
Starting at $54.
$54 for the back, $115 for Pitt, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder it's not sold out.
Right. Super, super rad stuff, though. I watched the video. It's really jazzy.
He's really talented.
Mm-hmm.
He's also in my favorite movie ever that I can't think of the name to right now. Sandra Bullock.
Well, that's an actress.
No, you know the movie I'm talking about with Sandra. Hope Floats.
Hope Floats. No,
do you remember that movie? You
no.
never saw it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's like the guy she ends up with.
Hmm. So a romantic comedy.
Yeah, he's like, I would never say that he's like a hottie, but in that movie, whoo.
Best,
you really love him.
Best romantic comedy of all time.
I mean, I'm totally a cheese ball, but I really, really like The Notebook.
It is.
Like, I never get sick of watching it.
Uh-huh.
Those two, but that, I mean, I know as cheesy as it sounds, but that's like a dream team right there for, with Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Mm. Is The Notebook that highly revered because of the ending? Like, if they would have had a different ending in The Notebook, would people still love the movie as much?
Yeah, I don't think I don't know. It was kind of cute, right? But I don't think you need that. It was more the story of like their whole lives together.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And just those two. And they had chemistry. You know, they dated right after that movie. So it was like, it was real chemistry there.
Yeah.
Believable.
Yeah. I would go with When Harry Met Sally or You Got Mail, some of those like really old school, like Tom Hanks ones. Yeah. I mean, back in, you know, where did she go?
I don't know.
Kind of disappeared.
But yeah, with the age out, mm-hmm. started doing those older movies. Not so much of the romantic comedy is sad thing they do to actresses.
Yeah.
Above 40.
So this Saturday in downtown Jack, something that I'll just tell you about because I have a feeling CJ doesn't care about at all whatsoever, but it is the second annual NBA 2K tournament. There's a $10 entry fee. The winners split all the contestant fees. It's at Bay Street Bar and Grill. It starts at 4, so I might be out there playing some NBA 2K18.
Oh, yeah? You're going to be out there balling?
I might. I mean, you know, I play actual basketball on Sunday, so I feel like I should, you know, get my practice in on some video game basketball as well.
There you go. Ball and brawl. Mm-hmm. And then I'm excited about this one. Paramore and Foster the People are going to be at the St. Augustine Amphitheater on Tuesday.
I would like to just say that you totally skipped over Jason DeVore from Authority Zero playing at Cafe 11 on Thursday in St. Augustine.
I sure did. Tell us more because I know nothing about that one.
It's a guy from Authority Zero, the singer there, Mike Pinto, the singer from Ballyhoo. So like all of these kind of dub reggae punk guys coming together for a tour where it's just the singers with acoustic guitars. Super fun. So that's on Thursday at Cafe 11. But yes, the big show, Paramore and Foster the People.
Yeah, they're both fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we did give away tickets back in the day for Paramore and Foster the People. I think we're out of those, but I think you can still buy them.
I'm sure.
Revolution at the St. Augustine Amphitheater is coming up Sunday, June 24th.
Yeah, that's exciting.
More reggae fun.
Mm-hmm.
30 Seconds to Mars and Walk the Moon. This is going to be a great show, July 1st at Daly's Place. We will have tickets on WAPE, 95.1 WAPE, so be tuned in. The week of that show, I believe, is when we're going to be doing our contesting.
All right.
It might be on our app, so go ahead and download the app.
Yeah.
Totes free.
And Take Back Sunday, Coheed Cambria, July 8th at Daly's Place.
It's just so awesome that Daly's Place opened up because we just have so many more shows,
mm-hmm.
you know, now that they're here. It's awesome, especially over the summer.
It would be awesome if they fixed their sound.
Well, I think that they've made it better.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Because Post Malone, who was just here, when he was here the first time back in August, he like got upset that the audio, but that was like right when Daly's Place opened. I haven't been at the very top. I've heard things about the very, like one time I went to a rock show. Gosh, I can't even remember what it was, but it was around the time that they had opened and I was at the very top.
I was there. I was with you.
Oh yeah,
well,
you were
I wasn't
there.
With you.
A bunch of people
yeah,
from work
it was
were
Rise
there.
Against and the sound was awful.
That was really bad. So
I haven't been
that high
then.
Up. So yeah. I've been in different sections and it's been totally fine, but I haven't been that high up. And you know, the way it's kind of set up there, I don't know. I mean, it's like straight up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they fixed that or not. I haven't gone up back up there, but I've been in other spots, you know, like 200 sections on different sides, the C section or whatever. And that's all been fine.
Okay. So lesson of this podcast is if you're going to Daly's Place, don't get the nosebleeds.
So a girl that works here at the station went to the Odessa show and she was in the pit. And she actually said that if you're way close up to the stage in the pit, the audio is bad there too.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope somebody at Daly's Place hears this to just fix it because I love the venue. It's great and it brings so much live music here. But yeah, there's a few little tweaks they need to make still.
Yeah, it's gorgeous though.
Yeah. It's nice, brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of snacks.
Mm-hmm. So the weather this weekend, it's nice all weekend. Sunny, partly cloudy, some scattered storms here and there. Temps, it's hot already.
Super hot.
Yeah. Yeah. But every day is a beach day. Every day is a pool day. So it's a win-win.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm going out of town.
Yep.